This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free, and you can join us here as we launch into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian. Oh, sorry, Mark. Let's try your microphone again.
And Mark.
Yeah, there we go. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Hop on in there. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, which apparently maybe because we had Christopher Cantwell on the phones with us previously. I think he had called in on Skype, one of the other sort of semi-high-quality methods of calling the show in the past. He is a controversial character, an out-racist at this point, teaming up with the likes of white supremacists and white nationalists to make a big stink down in Charlottesville back in August, ended up getting arrested, spending several months in jail before getting released after taking a plea for a couple of misdemeanor charges, if I recall correctly. Chris Cantwell is on the line right now. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, good to be with you guys.
Yeah, we were just talking about the racist roots of the Star Spangled Banner, and as a former anarchist and now out racist, I was wondering if you could hum up a few bars.
probably not the best venue for me to start my singing career, fellas. But
what were you calling about tonight?
What I wanted to call about, you and I had a conversation about this recently, is regulating social media, and I thought this would make good radio fodder.
I had to agree. I thought this would, there was a conversation we had had just sort of as, we were just kind of hanging out together as we are wont to do sometimes on the front porch here.
So why do you vilify the guy on the radio and then hang out with him on the porch?
Well, because I am a minister of peace, and it is my job to minister peace to people who need it the most, like Chris Cantwell here, who is a very...
Cantwell, you feel like you need some peace?
Not
well, I would say I don't think that maybe he demonized me at some other point. I don't think that he demonized me just now. I mean, the guy said I'm a racist. You know, racist is just a synonym for white male at this point. I don't care. So, like, I have gotten so sick of, people have been calling me a racist for years, long before I ever would have called myself one. And finally, I just decided to agree. And I said, OK, I'm a racist. Now make your point. And their silence was deafening.
Well, I certainly had plenty of things to say about the conversation you and I were having on the porch, which was essentially you were calling for the government to control Twitter and Facebook. But I want to put words in your mouth. So what exactly were you advocating?
That's exactly what I'm advocating. I want the United States federal government to come in and regulate Facebook, Twitter, and Google at a minimum. Because I believe that they are involved in an illegal scheme to influence elections, and that they are in the pocket of the Democrat Party, and it's a corrupt institution that requires government oversight.
And I was shocked by this. I mean, I had certainly been concerned with the directions that you had been going in, Chris, publicly with your opinions. But this really just showed crystal clear to me that you had completely left behind the idea of being critical of the state and state power and, being a libertarian. You're obviously not if you're calling for the government to get involved in computer code and for the very first time ever to be able to audit the code of Twitter and Facebook to go in and edit their algorithms.
Oh, I don't think this is the first time. They've got all kinds of rules that that those people have to abide by, but all right.
No, Mark, there's never that I'm aware of in the history, at least in the United States. We're not including China or, Australia or some other countries. We're talking about in the United States, where the government has actually gone in and had the ability to audit the code of a corporation or a company or an individual who has created a program and force that person to change the parameters of that program. Can you cite another example of that?
No, but I bet your listeners will.
doing unprecedented things is sort of like an important feature of the human condition, guys. And I would go so far as to say that I don't even, if I wanted to, I just don't even feel like bothering. But if I wanted to, I could make a libertarian argument for this, which is Facebook, Twitter, and Google are defrauding their users. They're telling their users a completely false statement, which is we don't do anything along political or ideological lines, which is a flat out lie. All of this stuff that they're doing about we've got to remove Russian propaganda and hate speech and all of this stuff, it's not ideologically neutral. They're pushing stuff for the Democrat Party.
So what?
They feel like I'm sorry because they're defrauding their customers, Ian. That's why.
If that's fraud, sort of irrelevant. What are the damages?
There is a salient. How about the damages? How about if Hillary Clinton had been president of the United States right now? I'd call that pretty catastrophic. And so, yeah,
I think that both situations are pretty catastrophic.
When you turn around and you wield an influence campaign over an election in the presence of campaign financiers, keep in mind, guys, I think that you'll agree with me that freedom and democracy are incompatible concepts. Can we agree on that much?
I'll agree with you there because democracy is just two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner. So I'll agree with that.
Okay, and so now Facebook, Google, and Twitter are the wolves, and they're turning around and they're telling everybody in the country the opposite of all that is true. They're organizing all of the information in a manner to deceive the public, and then they're telling the public that they're not doing that. They're defrauding their users, and they're creating an extremely costly outcome.
If you've been defrauded by a company that you've been doing business with, in this case, of course, nobody's actually paid Facebook and Twitter usually for their accounts. Usually end up.
If you're not paying, then you're the product.
That's what I'm saying. So they can do whatever they want with the things that you submit to their sites. Your best solution, if you feel like you've been ripped off, is to get out there and create an alternative, not demand that the government get involved and try to level the playing field or somehow make Twitter or Facebook's algorithms fair in the way that you think that they should be written or fair.
What you're asserting here is not a libertarian principle. What you're asserting here is a distaste for state intervention. Okay, and those things are not always one and the same.
Well,
okay?
There's only one libertarian principle, and that is the principle of non-aggression.
In a libertarian social order, if you have been defrauded, your only recourse is not to compete with the person who defrauded you. Okay, you have recourse through arbiters and stuff like that. And in this society, the government is the arbiter. They have a monopoly on the service, and so that's
the only institution
that you can go to.
Cantwell, I want to ask you this. We do have a dispute resolution system, as corrupt as it is in the United States. I mean, it's the court system. Can't you show where Facebook and Twitter say things like, we are completely fair and unbiased? I don't know where they say it. I'd be very interested in hearing that, because I kind of believe the same thing you do, is that they are wolves in sheep's clothing. I don't believe it for the same reasons, but, nonetheless, I kind of believe the same thing. So find that spot where it says we're fair, unbiased, and balanced. Show the instances where they weren't, and then cha-ching.
Allow me to give you an example. So recently, Vice News discovered that several elected Republican congressmen have been using the term shadow ban, but that's not the correct terminology for it. But they demoted their accounts in that their accounts would not show up in search. Okay, now that's a pretty significant thing. And one of the things that recently happened, there was a complaint filed with the Federal Elections Commission, which is what governs campaign finance, and they said Twitter is illegally making an in-kind contribution to the Democrat Party. Okay, now that's serious. Okay, now I'm not a big fan of campaign finance regulation to begin with, but while campaign finance exists, you can't have a situation where dishonest people gain an advantage in getting elected. It's a very serious problem for the society. And so if Twitter is going to shadow ban or demote or hide Republicans and then not do that to Democrats, then Twitter is making an illegal campaign contribution to the Democratic Party. And the only institution that can enforce that law is the United States federal government.
And you are asking the United States federal government. Hold on. We can continue this discussion.
Who else would do it?
With us. He's asking the government to get involved in Twitter's code and go in and force Twitter to, have a system that they claim is, or that Chris Cantwell claims would be more fair. And to me, this is an unprecedented request that will open up the Pandora's box of allowing allowing the government to get into computer code and to
it'll
have
just destroy Facebook and these social media platforms. That's all it'll do.
No, it wouldn't. It would just simply make it so
people
the government has regulated them.
People stop using
it. And it would create the precedent, Mark, to allow the government to regulate
any other...
It would
create the precedent that if you get in bed with the Democrats or the Republicans, you pick a side, you get destroyed.
No, it creates the precedent where the government's then allowed to go in and edit people's websites and computer code. If that's not clearly bad...
Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. Horizen.global.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink. Blink motion activated HD cameras are wire free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening in your home anytime, anywhere. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.global. That's AnyPay.global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to Anarchapulco, February 14th through the 17th. We apparently had the wrong dates for the official Anarchapulco, but there's usually things going on after the official thing's over
and before
these bonuses. But anyway, February 14th through the 17th at anarchapulco.com. It's a great event, and we've been there for a few years. Mark, you've been, I think, to 3 out of 4, and I've been to a couple of them, and it's been fantastic. They're going to have another one again, 2019. Ron Paul is going to be there speaking. Judge Napolitano, Doug Casey, Larkin Rose, and others, some of the biggest names in the liberty movement, will be there, and plenty of free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and anarcho-capitalists joining together in Acapulco, Mexico, at a beautiful world-class resort right there on the beach, discussing all kinds of things from entrepreneurship to investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Over at anarchapulco.com is where you go to get your tickets. You'll save 15% if you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. And again, we're going to be broadcasting from the event. So if you're going, we're going to look forward to meeting you there. Maybe we've met you before, or maybe we've never met you at all. So we'll look forward to seeing you at Anarchapulco coming up in February the 14th through the 17th in Acapulco, Mexico. Once again, use code FTL to grab your tickets at 15% off. At anarchapulco.com. We continue. Christopher Cantwell is on the line to rehash, and it's too bad, you know, it wasn't actually, you know, we weren't live at the time when we were having this original conversation, because it went on for much longer than what, you know, you and I and Mark are going to be able to discuss here on the radio, where you essentially were saying, because you believe that Twitter and Facebook are unfairly promoting the Democratic Party over the Republican Party, of which you are a member, by the way, that because it's unfairly promoting one party over another, that that's violating campaign finance laws, and therefore the government should go in and force them to play fair. Is that basically what you're saying, Chris?
The alternative to that, well, I'm not certain it would be an alternative, but one alternative for that to be would be for them to declare what they are, that they're a propaganda wing of the Democratic Party. If they admitted that, then at least they wouldn't be deceiving their customers. But even at that, it would still be a campaign finance violation. Take, for example, if there was a billboard company that would only sell billboard ads to Democrats, the FEC would come in there and say, you can't do that. The FEC would absolutely do that. It's illegal. And so they're doing the exact same, and they're just giving these platforms the right to do something that's blatantly illegal. Here's the other component of that, is that since they claim to be neutral platforms, there's a provision of the Communications Decency Act, which means that they use the federal government to avoid lawsuits. If there is content published on their platforms that is defamatory or otherwise troublesome, it's not their fault. Their users are responsible for it because they are not publishers. They claim to be neutral forums. Now, when they take sides and they decide who does get to speak and who does not get to speak and what gets to get put on their platforms, well, now they are publishers. Now they are taking an active role in deciding what users see, and so they are no longer neutral platforms and no longer subject to that immunity under the Communications Decency Act. And so Facebook, Twitter, and Google are absolutely involved in a wide range of illegal activity. It's absolutely 100% geared at promoting the Democratic Party over the Republican Party. They admit their bias. If anybody hasn't seen it, go watch the video that was leaked from Google after the election, where you know they flat out said, Google said that they have to use their power to create better political outcomes. Okay, they're admitting to this. They know what they're doing. They're doing it on purpose. They've gotten caught.
Chris, how is this any different than the complaints that conservatives were howling about for years about the mainstream media, you know, the television news being left wing? How is this any different?
It's different because the television, well, first of all, I think that, honestly, I think that the people in the cable television news should be prosecuted too, frankly. But that aside, that's not the case that I'm making right now. At least with the television news, you know what it is. And the television news doesn't claim to be a neutral platform, mind you. The television news is responsible for the content that they publish. If they defame somebody, they can get sued, okay? Now, they do not claim immunity under the Communications Decency Act, and so they're not not making the same claim that Twitter and Facebook are, okay, and Google. They're making a fundamentally different thing. You know, they'll try to tell you that they're, you know, CNN and MSNBC will try to pretend that they're actual news organizations and not left-wing propaganda mills. But, like, people know that, right? I mean, and at the end of the day,
at the very least, people know that MSNBC and Fox News have taken sides.
Well, isn't the right way, like, let's say what you're saying is true. And I think that, you know, I think Donald Trump even pointed out at one point recently that Google clearly was favoring, for instance, they would promote Barack Obama's State of the Union address on their front page when that was happening, but they wouldn't do that for Donald Trump. So I think there's some interesting evidence out there to support what you're saying as far as there may be an editorial bias at these particular organizations, but isn't the right way to respond to speech that you don't like or a company that's run in a way that you don't like, the right way to respond to that is to create an alternative and promote that alternative and move people over to that alternative, whether it be Gab.ai, which it seems like a lot of right-wingers have embraced as Twitter has been cracking down on some of their accounts, or whether it be something decentralized like Mastodon, which allows anybody who wants to run their own server, basically with a Twitter-like platform. Isn't it better to move people to create a competitor rather than demanding the government come in and regulate and control, because ultimately you're going to, that's going to bite you in the butt. When you give the government control over somebody's website, over computer code, you're going to open a huge Pandora's box that's going to end up being used against you. Can't you see that, Chris? I mean, I should know that.
I do see it, and it's already happening. That's the problem, okay? This is not, it's not like we regulate it or nobody regulates it. It's we regulate it or they do, okay? Look at what's happening in the European Union. Now, they just passed some rule in the EU that the platforms have 24 hours to remove, quote, extremist content or they're going to face fines. They've long had in the European Union, in various countries of the European Union anyway, laws in place that if they don't remove, quote unquote, hate speech, that the companies get fined. There was Angela Merkel was caught on a hot mic with Mark Zuckerberg saying you've got to remove stuff that's critical of immigration policy. So the government is already getting involved in the politics of Facebook and Twitter, and it's only being done in one side, and it's being done with the intention of giving one particular political ideology control over the governments of the entire world. Now, if we lived in a free society and you know, just people were just free to do whatever they wanted to, then fine, yeah, you just market competition, let's go.
But we don't
live in a free society.
Well, right, and we don't get to be in a free society. Hold on, Chris. We don't get to be in that free society as long as people are calling for control of their neighbors. And I understand what Chris is saying here. He feels like there's this other side that's trying to control him, and they are, and he is now embracing the use of the state. Now, by the way, for listeners that don't know, Chris is somebody who used to describe himself as a libertarian.
Anarchist was the term he used.
Yeah, I think he did use that term, anarchist.
Extreme libertarian, if you want to understand what he means.
And he has now rejected that philosophy and has embraced the use of the state simply because he's afraid that the other side's going to use the state against him first.
Well, the other side has used the state, according to him, and if his statements are correct, than they have, and
of course,
use the state, expect the state,
yeah,
is what I say. You know, you point a gun at if your neighbor points a gun at you, expect the neighbor to pull up a gun and point it at them.
Right.
I say it's a reasonable, probable, almost certain result.
There's more coming up here in moments. You got to break the cycle of violence. More coming up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
USA Radio News. Tropical Storm Florence is shaping up to be a two-part disaster. First came the strong winds and storm surge. Now, the second, consisting of epic inland flooding caused by tons of rainwater working its way into the waterways. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
The water is rising fast everywhere, even in places that don't typically flood. Many people who think that the storm has missed them have yet to see its threat.
WBBM TV meteorologist Megan Glaros is in Wilmington, North Carolina.
We have already picked up over 2.5 feet of rain across parts of southeastern North Carolina and looking for potentially as much as 18 to 24 inches additionally.
So far, Tropical Storm Florence has claimed the lives of at least a dozen people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A lot of different aspects that we've tried to boil down here over what it was probably an hour-long conversation that Chris and I had personally the other day, where I was trying to understand why somebody who purportedly did understand very well the principles of liberty at one time and was even an advocate for them, could now embrace the use of the state in the desire to control somebody who he believes needs to be controlled, in this case Twitter and Facebook. Well, and
Ian, there's a difference between believing the concepts of the free market, understanding the ideas of liberty,
and advocating
for their application today. So there are people out there, there are libertarians out there that say that you can't open up the U.S. borders until...
Those people aren't libertarians.
You don't get to decide.
No, I do get to decide, because a libertarian is somebody who advocates for the non-aggression principle. And if you're advocating for aggression, in the case of the border, that would be the Border Patrol, aggressing against peaceful people, it doesn't matter. And if you're advocating for aggression in the case of regulating computer code, you are not a libertarian, and I don't think even Chris Cantwell would claim he's a libertarian.
Okay, you're wrong. You can't grab one little kid who's in a fight, hold him by the shoulders and say, no aggression, while the other little kid pummels him over and over in the face.
What are you talking about? We're talking about Twitter and Facebook.
Because aggression is currently being used.
What? We're talking about Twitter and Facebook having political opinions and tweaking their code in a way that benefits their political opinions. That's not aggression.
I was talking about the border. However, currently what Cantwell's saying, what they're doing is hiding behind certain government rules while benefiting from those same rules. And you can't give freedom in one area and then expect but not give responsibility in that same area.
I don't know what you're talking about. What we're referring to here is Cantwell's arguing for the government regulating social media. And what I'd like to know, Chris, is what is it exactly that makes you different from a communist? Because ultimately we've heard the communists making similar claims of how they think that social media is a public utility and needs to be regulated and controlled by the government. You sound like you're making the same argument.
And the reason that they want to do that is so that they can ban my speech. That's the whole entire point of what they're doing, and they're succeeding. And so what I'm saying is that in response to this very real threat to my safety and my well-being, I want the government to intervene and to stop the political outcome that these people are trying to drive.
Because you can trust the government to do what you want them to, right?
I'm not saying that I can trust the government. I'm saying I can't trust Twitter, Facebook, and Google.
Hold on, Cantwell. Could you trust the government of Charlottesville to protect your rights when you were marching and, the freedom to assemble, right? Like, did they protect your rights?
No, they absolutely didn't. They were complicit. They were complicit. And that's why I went to the FBI afterwards, by the way, right?
How'd that go?
The FBI did nothing, but who knows what happens in the future, okay? But I'm saying, look, guys, you know, unless we're going to pick up our rifles and go do away with these institutions the hard way, we have to interact with them in some way.
I don't have to interact with Twitter at all.
You're going to team up with the vegans to take out YouTube?
Well, look, what I'm trying to convey here is that, you look, Ian, don't take this short-sighted ideological approach to a thing and try to think four steps ahead for a second, okay?
It's not short-sighted, man.
Yes,
it is
short-sighted, and if you just think this out four moves ahead, you'll understand the consequences of what you're saying. You're saying that Facebook and Twitter and Google aren't engaged in aggression, and therefore nobody can have the government do anything to them whatsoever, which is ridiculous. Google was meeting on a weekly basis with the Barack Obama administration. As soon as he was out of there and Donald Trump was in there, all of a sudden Google doesn't want to do their defense contracts anymore, okay?
Uh-huh.
They're in bed with the government. They are not free market institutions.
And you want to get in bed with the government too now.
I'm saying that these institutions are propaganda arms of the Democratic Party, which is not a free market institution.
And I'm saying I don't care. It doesn't matter.
You don't care, so you don't care.
I build
so
the alternatives. See, I take the market solution, and thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate the conversation. We do actually have other callers who want to comment on this, so I want to make sure we can get them on here. But I do appreciate
Cantwell could go all night.
Yeah, he certainly could. And
as a matter of fact, he used to. He was a host on the show, and he was canned by you for his new...
For becoming a racist.
Yeah, new racist attitudes.
So there's a huge problem here.
I got to say that over and over because the lefties will paint you as a racist for simply talking to him, for bringing him on the show. And, that makes me agree with Cantwell that you just can't trust... You can't trust them. I frankly don't think you can trust anybody. I have just very little, I have very little hope for the human, for humans as a species.
Right.
They're a small group primate, not ready for the 21st century. Hashtag Team Thanos.
We can talk about that another night. But Cantwell would advocate that he is being practical here, that because there's another group that's going to pick up the gun of government, sort of this, you know, mythological idea that the government is a gun, it's violence, ultimately a tool of violence to be used. That because another group, in this case the Democrats, the group he doesn't like, is going to pick up the tool of government and use it against him, then he must get control of the tool and use it against the Democrats before they can use it against him. And, of course, anybody who's paid attention should know, and Chris certainly should know, that if you aggregate more power to the state while your boys are in charge, in this case Trump and the Republicans in charge, if you aggregate more power to the state, in this case to regulate a website's code, then it's only a matter of time before that particular power gets turned against you. So not only is it a moral perspective to say, I don't want to advocate for or use the use of force to control my neighbors, even if they're trying to do that to me, that's a moral perspective, it's a long-term perspective, and it can be costly in the short term. But further, it's also the question of, what do you want to see happen in the future? Do you want the government really to have the ability to control computer code, because that's unprecedented in the United States, and it would open up a very, very scary future where they're able to regulate not only the code of a, you know, website like Twitter or Facebook, but how about the code behind video games? Let's take violence right out of video games, take the blood out of video games, or whatever, to give them that power over computer code, to have the ability to control then WordPress. If they can control Twitter and Facebook, they can control any other website as well, including your website. And if you put something on there that they don't like, if the Democrats then get in control, if you didn't like the Democrats, well, guess what? Now they've got all those new rules and that new computer code bureaucracy that you've created to go in and regulate Twitter and Facebook. Then they're going to be regulating your Gab.ai, your hot air websites, or whatever these other conservative Breitbarts and all the rest of them.
Little green footballs.
So, that's what's so disturbing about it, is somebody like Chris should know better because he used to be a libertarian and clearly isn't anymore. But anyway, let's go on to your calls and thoughts. We got Rat Speed on the line in Reno. Rat Speed, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air.
So I've been listening, and all of this reminds me about when the rise of Facebook was happening and everyone started switching to Facebook. I don't know if any of you remember about Diaspora, the open source decentralized alternative to social media. And I think that kind of technology is needed more than ever at this point to try to solve these kind of everlasting disputes between special interests. And I think what Chris is talking about is kind of like looking to big government for some kind of regulation. Here's the problem with Facebook is that, yes, they are a private website. The government shouldn't have any way to tell them what they should or should not be able to
consume. Absolutely.
The problem is that Facebook has become so large, and they've invited so many people with open doors that people are seeing it as an open community.
It looks like a utility. It looks as much like a utility as it does like a private company.
That's what the communists want you to believe, too. Turn it over to the government. Make it fair.
The problem with all that is that it is still owned by a private entity. So it's kind of like the same thing that happened with AT&T with the breakup of the Bells. You know, government stepped in saying, okay, you can no longer have a monopoly. And, you know, of course, we all know how well that ended up. they put themselves back together again in the subsidiaries. So I think that the long-lasting solution, the market solution as well, would be to create some sort of technology even better than
it's already here. The alternatives are already here. We've talked about Mastodon here on Free Talk Live. You can go follow our thank you, by the way, for the call, Rat Speed. I wish we had more time, but we're short on it. Feel free to call another night and expound further on your ideas. Go to toot.freetalklive.com. You can follow our social media posts on a decentralized platform that basically can't be shut down by the government.
On August 24th, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project Clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules
capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bumba Thurman here. If you're on the line right now, we're going to try our best to get you in with a last-minute in-depth conversation showing why former co-host turned racist Christopher Cantwell is now no way a libertarian, not even close. He's a total statist, having embraced the use of the state and advocating for them to regulate social media, which is ultimately not really a fundamentally different viewpoint than those people on the left who are advocating the government control social media to turn it into a utility. I mean, it's basically the same exact position. It's just this struggle over being able to control the state for the fear of what the other side is going to do. You've got to break the cycle of violence and say, you know what, no. Even though there are people out there who are trying to use the state against me, I am not going to lower myself to their level and try to use the state against them. I will advocate for market-based solutions, voluntary-based solutions that allow for competition in the marketplace. And if somebody's a bad actor and is being dishonest, I will use the marketplace and communications tools to communicate those bad actors and bring attention to them for that, not use the state.
So I would disagree with you. I say if somebody initiates force against you,
mm-hmm.
you can use whatever force you want back to protect yourself.
Oh, I totally agree.
If that
we're talking about people
state.
With opinions. We're talking about opinions here. We're talking about websites which have opinions ostensibly and an editorial viewpoint. That's not force in any way, shape, or form. So let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. Well, if it's fraud, then there needs to be a victim and there should be damages. If there's no damages, then it's just somebody telling a lie. And what are you going to do about that? Go somewhere else.
If you're in business and you Free Talk Live, the radio show that represents the Democratic Party. Right. If we went out and said that.
But we're not that.
I know it would be a lie.
Uh-huh.
A lie in the course of business and presumably to gain advertisers and money.
Yeah.
That's fraud.
Sure. I'm not saying it's not fraud. I'm saying if somebody's told a lie, then if you haven't been actually damaged by that lie in some way, then you don't have any recourse beyond, oh, let's just out this person for being a liar.
In the libertarian moral sphere,
mm-hmm.
We consider fraud to be a form of force, and therefore you can use force to prevent force. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, but fraud has already happened. Okay, so you're saying that fraud...
You can use force in order to make things right also. So if somebody steals from you, you can go to their house, they've got your gold bar in their house. You can kick their door open, and you can go get your gold bar. You have done nothing wrong at that point.
Well,
but the door did nothing wrong.
I don't think you have a right to get into somebody else's platform if they're telling lies on their platform about you and force them to say things that you want them to say. That is inappropriate. It is not a market-based response to somebody saying things you don't like. You don't like the words somebody else is using, you fight them with more words if that's what you want to do. And anybody who claims that they think that it's somehow libertarian to bring the government in, to bring an agency of coercive force in to force somebody to do something with their website against their will, to do something with their platform against their will. Would you like to be forced, Mark, to put on politicians on this show for whom you have a disagreement?
Oh, that would be awesome.
No, it would not be awesome.
Politicians forced down my throat. I mean,
I like being able to have my own editorial control.
Time for them.
I like having my own editorial. No, no, it would be forced. You'd be forced to shut the F up while they got to say whatever it is they wanted to, so they could have their equal time or whatever. No, thank you. Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. If you're going to advocate for force, it's going to be used against you. It's guaranteed. Let's go to Big Loaf. He's on the line in North Carolina on the Discord chat. Go ahead. Big Loaf, going once. Big Loaf, going twice. There may be something wrong here with the sound card. I don't know what's going on there. So let's continue here. We've got a Robert and a Bob online. This is Bob in Indianapolis listening to WIBC-FM. Hello, Bob.
This is Bob, and I'm bad to the bone.
Hey, Bob, you're on the air.
Okay, trying to be funny.
That's right, and you were.
Okay, I'm trying. Don't quit my day job. Real quick, I just want to bring back, you talking about social media and media in general, that there used to be an equal time rule. It's called something else, but I call it equal time in the 70s. But when Reagan did away with that, that's when Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, and all these right-wing nut jobs took over the radio waves, the FCC. They took over the radio stations all day and all night. They're on the air bashing Democrats and the government all day and all night. How is that?
And I actually brought that up. In my conversation with Chris, I brought that up to him, and I said, do you want to go back to the equal time rule? Do you think that was better?
Yes. I don't have any money to fight back. These people are backed by billionaires and right-wing Republicans that push their propaganda all day and all night. I'm sick of it.
So you want to force radio stations, Bob, so you're just like Chris Cantwell.
They're owned by the American people. The airways are owned by us.
No, they're not. No, they're not. That's a fantasy. That's a fantasy. You know what you ought to be able to do, Bob?
Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, Lord Ingram, all those rotten bastards, those capitalist pigs.
This is the exact same position, Bob, that Chris has. He just hung up.
Bob, if you give equal time to the Republicans and Democrats, then you're going to have to give equal time to the Libertarians and the Greens, too. And then political parties are going to keep springing up, and then you're going to have this difficult time. Right now, newspapers, radio stations, media of all sorts, when they quote a politician, when they talk about a statist idea, they spend no time talking about an anti-statist idea. The anti-statist argument to that same idea.
Mm-hmm.
They spend no time doing that. And in an equal time rule, in modern America, anti-statists are going to crush statists because the government is an organization of organized violence. And it can't be shown to be anything else, because that's what it is in reality. Go listen to Barack Obama call it that. He did. Prior to becoming president, he said, what separates the nation state from other organizations is monopoly of violence. All right? I mean, it's end of story, that's what it is. And with new technology, I think that the fair time rule was gotten rid of in order to protect the government. That's what
interesting.
I
think. So I think that, and I brought this up when I had my conversation with Cantwell off the air. I said, I'd like to see
equal time in the presidential debates for the Libertarian Party.
Right.
And the Green Party. For God's sakes, give the American people some kind of choice here.
Right.
I say bring back the equal time rule, but that will never happen.
I do not say that because I don't want to be forced to have these people on my show. And look, ultimately, I said, are you just jealous, Chris? Are you just jealous that
you won't get on your show? That's not the way it worked. You don't have a radio station. You're not required to give equal time.
Okay, well, whatever. Who knows how they're going to write it, Mark, when they bring it back. They may make it so that, you know, Hannity and...
The FCC has never been to your studio. They're never going to put any rules on you.
Hopefully, they're never going to regulate Twitter and Facebook's computer code, because if they did, it would be a huge opening of a Pandora's box. Now, I had pointed out to Chris, like, well, do you want to go back to this? Because it seems like you're just jealous. Ultimately, the right-wingers... the conservatives, they dominate in talk radio. And he had to admit that was true. Because, you know, the complaint here from the people on the right is, well, Facebook and Twitter and blah, 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 they're not fair. They're, promoting the left. Okay, well, that's what the mainstream, you know, television media has been doing for a long time, right? The conservatives have been complaining about this forever with CNN and, you know, MSNBC being left-centered, right? That they've been promoting people on the left. So are you just jealous that, you know, the lefties have done a better job of, you know, ruling over social media and ruling over television? But on the other hand, you've got the righties who've done a better job at ruling over talk radio.
Tom Hartman is a lefty. He's actually on the radio, and he came in at number 9. On the list of
sure,
heavy,
but
heavy
look, 100. It's dominated by people on the
rest
right wing.
The righties or whatever Joe Madison is, and I don't know.
Joe's pretty much on the left.
Joe is on Sirius XM, though. He's not on the real radio.
Well, he used to be on radio, but either way. The point being here that, you know, look, you create the platform that you want to use to out the other people for being dishonest or out the other people for being politically biased or whatever. Let's see if we can get another call on from Discord. Advantage Liberty, are you there with us?
Getting free talk live. How you guys doing?
Okay, you're working. That's good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. So I don't know if y'all talked about this.
Quick like a bunny. 20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, you're almost there. Y'all know what today is, right?
The 15th of...
Saturday.
September?
Anniversary of the housing market crash of 2008.
Oh, all right. Well, I wish I knew where you're going with this, but I don't think you're going to have time to explain it in the next 10 seconds. Maybe
tomorrow
you can call tomorrow night.
Every day of the week, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, whatever that is in your time zone, Free Talk Live is on the air. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever.
And call in earlier, too, and that's always a good way to get on sooner.
FreeTalkLive.com.
See you tomorrow. Have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.